Restoring My Soul, Friday the 4th of September, The Infirmity of the Jew and the Greek. Our infirmity is that we do not understand our own motives. When we are in the flesh, they are instinctive. Identifying this principle, Paul wrote, "For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, that is, the law of my mind is set on the flesh, sold under sin, that is, something has been exchanged. For what I am doing, I do not understand, it is instinctive. For what I will to do, that I do not practice, but what I hate, that I do." Interfacing with the Word only through our cognition confines our response to self-centeredness. This happens instantly and without our will. A person who relates to the Word only with this orientation will endeavour to verify reality in one of two ways. The Jew seeks verification by means of a sign. The Greeks demand verification through wisdom or reason. However, we have another word that makes a breach upon the heart of a hearer. This is the word of the cross. Paul summarized this principle, writing, "For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God." For the Jew, the sign is the substance of the messenger's position and establishes their legitimacy. For the Greek, the substance of the messenger's position and the mark of their legitimacy is their knowledge and skills, often verified by some form of qualification or ministry track record. Both the Jew and the Greek remain apart from and objective to the word as either a zealot or as a despiser. Engaging with the word in this manner is self-centered and unbelieving, bringing the hearer into bondage to the law of sin and death. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 7 verses 14 and 15 and 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 22 to 24. For further study, 1 Corinthians chapter 1.